Good Tuesday morning, beloved. We are in Romans chapter 14 this morning, beginning at verse 13, where today's reading continues with the Apostle Paul's plea to the believers in Rome that they need to avoid judging others and not act in ways that may cause others to stumble and fall into sin. Their lives are to be guided by the righteousness, peace, and joy that the Holy Spirit gives. All right, again, today's saving word for us is spiritual renewal. And let's go ahead and begin our reading. So then, let us stop judging one another. Instead, you should decide never to do anything that would make others stumble or fall into sin. My union with the Lord Jesus makes me certain that no food is of itself ritually unclean. But if you believe that some food is unclean, then it becomes unclean for you. If you hurt others because of something you eat, then you are no longer acting out of love. Do not let the food that you eat ruin the person for whom Christ died. Do not let what you regard as good get a bad name. For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. And when you serve Christ in this way, you please God and are approved by others. So then we must always aim at those things which bring peace and that help strengthen one another. Do not, because of food, destroy what God has done. All foods may be eaten, but it is wrong to eat anything that will cause someone else to fall into sin. The right thing to do is keep from eating meat, drinking wine, or doing anything else that will make other believers fall. Keep what you believe about this matter, then, between yourself and God. Happy are those who do not feel guilty when they do something that they judge is right. But if they have doubts about what they eat, God condemns them when they eat it because their action is not based on faith. And anything that is not based on faith is sin. Today's key verse is Romans 14, verse 17. For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. Let us pray. Almighty God, help me to avoid acting in a way that may cause someone else to stumble and fall into sin. May the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives guide my every thought and action this day. We ask it in Christ's precious name. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, my friend. Just have joy in your heart. Have that great expectation that God is going to do a miracle for you today. And keep those eyes of faith open, looking for God's wonderful hand in your life. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.